Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Quickly, here's some trade grades from CBSSports.com. Who got the better end of the deal in the Davante Adams trade? You guys want to guess what they graded out the Jets portion of this deal? Obviously, the Jets get Davante Adams.
An A plus.
B plus.
It's a B minus.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, because of the contract.
I'll read the bad part of the trade. And they put it in air quotes, bad part of the trade. Is that they're taking on the entirety of his contract. According to ESPN, the Raiders are not paying a single penny more of the $140 million contract he signed in 2022, soon to be 32 years old and already dealing with a minor hamstring injury. Adams, according to CBSSports.com, may not have the kind of impact fans are hoping for now that he's reunited with his 40-year-old best friend. It's a good point, man. Aaron Rodgers looked okay at times yesterday. I'm still not buying into it. Week 17, Crowder, we talked about it. Week 17, week 18, yeah. He's been playing every week, taking hits every week. I don't know, man. Like, I'm just not buying it. If it happens, hey, New York Jets, they lifted the curse. Aaron Rodgers proved us all wrong. You know, good for them. But I'm not buying it until I see it.
I'm with you. Aaron is not the Aaron of Green Bay. But Peyton Manning wasn't the Peyton Manning of Indy when he went to Denver. They still won a championship. So, like, if Aaron can figure it out, do enough with the weapons of, like we talked about earlier, Garrett Wilson on one side, Davante Adams. They're a top three wide receiving duo in the league right now. Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams? That's special, but they have to have somebody giving them the ball. So I have to see that.
Now, in fairness, and I don't want to be the voice of reason for the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, but in fairness to the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, they are a poor performance in two separate games by Greg Zuerlein for being 4-2.
Yeah.
So all of this stuff is still true, but the margin is so slim that if Greg Zuerlein makes two kicks that are chip shots last night and makes a kick against Denver, Robert Saleh is still the coach, and they're 4-2.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, it's a good point. And if Javon Holland doesn't punch out a ball from Travis Etienne's hands, the Dolphins have one win. We could do that with
every team. Of course, and look, you're absolutely right. Here's the thing. Those things happened, and they lost, and they're at where they're at.
If Tua would have slid and not run into Damar Hamlin, I mean, who knows? We wouldn't be talking about, you know, is he coming back? We'd be feeling good about going into this week.
No, you'd be talking about how dumb he was to slide before the first down because they would have turned it over on downs.
There was a little boy last night for the Bills that wore the Guardian pad on his helmet.
Yeah.
He had a great game.
Rap.
Yeah.
That little safety, and he was a little missile. He made a bunch of great plays.
He was awesome.
You look ridiculous, but I would encourage Tua. We talked about it yesterday, Appel. I would encourage Tua to wear the little Guardian pad on his helmet.
You don't look ridiculous, by the way. You keep saying that.
You look ridiculous.
I don't think you do. The only time you can notice, really, the only time as a TV consumer you can notice that they're wearing the Guardian helmet is if they zoom into his head. But if you're just looking at the wide shot of the field of play as a quarterback is hiking the ball, you don't notice. And so what if you know it? Who cares?
Y'all don't see that cumulus cloud sitting on top of his shoulder pads?
In the practices, it's way more noticeable. But when they put the logo and they paint it almost the same as what the helmet looks like, yeah, you got to really look at it. And you see it when you focus on it. But like quick glance, but it looks fine, honestly. It looks a lot better than I thought it would in games.
But what are we doing here?
If they made all of them wear the Guardian little pads, I would. There's nothing to me. My point yesterday too, Solana, you have to say I did clarify my point. The reason that people don't wear the Guardian helmet because it looks embarrassing to have that Guardian helmet on. That's the reason. We brought up Wes Welker, Remember, Josh, when Wes had the revolution on and he looked like a wine bottle with a damn watermelon sitting on top and everybody talked about it. That's why people, it's extra protection, it's padding. It'll probably help too out with the concussions. The reasoning why players don't do it is because you're used to seeing football players in a certain way, and that does not look the usual, and it's embarrassing to players.
I
wouldn't wear a revolution. They had revolutions when I played. They put that revolution, and I wore the biggest helmet that they made. Now I'm going to wear the biggest helmet of the big helmets? I'm not walking out here looking like a little bobblehead in front of all these people in these stands. No, I'm going to wear my shut.
I get it. I just don't understand what we're doing here. You wear a mouth guard to protect your teeth. Pads used to be less protective. They've increased technology to be more protective. Pads on your thighs, pads on your knees. You have knee braces on. You guys tape your ankles to protect your ankles. They did a whole thing on it yesterday with Aaron Rodgers not taping his old-ass ankles. You wear an arm brace if your arm is more sensitive to being hit and it's going to break. Like, every other part of your body, you're willing to go the extra mile to protect it, but Tua's supposed to not wear the guardian cap because he's afraid of what other people are going to say. It's just a flawed logic by me. Who cares? You know what it's going to do? Keep him on the field and keep him from fencing, which makes him the talk of the league. So I get what you're saying, Crowder. I'm not telling you that your take is wrong. I just think Tua should approach it as, who gives a bleep what they're saying? I want to be healthy.
Yep. And look at the game, whenever the next football game, and see how many people wear butt pads, hip pads, knee pads, and thigh pads. Nobody. No one in the NFL. I didn't even wear a mouthpiece most of the time. I'd have it in my helmet. I would wear a mouthpiece if I knew they were running the ball straight downhill with a fullback. Third and 11, I don't have to have a mouthpiece in. And my teeth could get bust out. And it's a better chance for a concussion. But I wanted to talk trash. I wanted to scream and yell at the offensive lineman. I wanted to talk about their sister and tell her she had STDs. Like, it dampened me from talking trash. Made no sense at all. But the 22, 23-year-old Crowder, I wanted to talk trash more than protect my teeth from getting hit and getting them knocked out. I'm telling you, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm saying it's why people don't wear those helmets.
I would wear two of everything, man. Give me two mouthpieces. Give me two helmets. I'll wear two of everything just to prove a point. Stupid. You got a bunch of bravado for what? Let Tua wear the guardian helmet, Crowder. Let him wear it.
That's why you ain't got no babies.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundais. I'll be like Fat Eddie. I'll kick your ass. Let me know.
Listen, 1,300. Yeah, Fat Eddie got his off when I was 8, Solana. You don't want to come in 40-year-old Crowder.
I'll call Fat Eddie. He'll take your orange right now. Let me know.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.